Telephone Conversation, written and read by Louise. Sally was playing with her dolls in the lounge when the phone went in the hall. Mum went to answer it. "Hello," she said. "Oh, hello, Liz." There was a pause. Then she said, "Oh, no, is that right? How awful." "I wonder what Liz is saying," Sally thought. Her mother was silent while Liz talked on and on. Every now and then, Sally's mother would comment, "What did Basil say? Whatever will you do?" "I'll have to watch out or that will happen to me too." Sally was alarmed now. She wondered what dreadful thing could happen to her mother. "Yes, I will be careful," her mother said. "Thanks for the warning." "What did the others say?" She paused. "Try not to worry too much." After her mother had finished the conversation, Sally ran to her and said, "Mum, what has happened?" "Nothing for you to worry about," Mum said. "Now quickly tidy up your toys. We're going shopping soon." "But, Mum, are you all right?" "Of course, dear. Whatever do you mean? Now hurry up. We have a lot to do in town." Sally hurriedly put her dolls away and got into the car. Her mother drove into town, and all day Sally worried about what was going to happen. Scary thoughts went through her mind. Were there burglars breaking into houses, or thugs attacking or murdering people? As they were driving along in the car, Sally asked her mother, "Mum, are there murderers in town?" "What a funny question," her mother said. "There aren't any murderers that I know of." Still Sally worried. She had heard a man on the TV say that we were due for a big earthquake soon. Perhaps that was it. And she had seen floods on TV. That was probably it. Liz's house must have been one of those houses that slid down the hill in a landslide. When they were walking along the street, Sally tried to ask her mother again. "Mum," she began, but her mother met a friend and started talking to her. Sally tried to hear what they were saying, but she couldn't make head nor tail of their conversation. It was something about their social club. Sally became bored and looked in the shop window while she waited for her mother. It was a bookshop, and outside there were posters advertising magazine stories about a plane crash, a marriage breakup, children needing operations, flood victims, and cyclone devastation.